We have had some technical problems.
We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Oh, yeah. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Oh, you could hear all that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just testing. I can't. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's good. So all that went through?
Yeah, all that went through.
Beautiful. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a very special two-part Naughty Show. As a lot of you know, earlier in the week, Sam Tripoli was hot air ballooning, and there was a nasty power line accident.
It's tragic, really.
Where Sam has...
Oh, God. Well,
he's dead, right?
Yeah, well, he's dead,
right.
But the show must go on.
Yeah, I honestly don't miss it. Not missing a beat. It's still 9-1 of the pays. It's a pretty good tab. Sam Tripoli is where, Vicky?
I don't know.
Do you really not know?
I actually don't. He is alive.
Where is he?
He's at a show with Joe Rogan.
Oh, he's at a show with Joe Rogan. Like they're just going to a concert together.
Yeah,
that's nice.
To, like,
oh, that's cool. That's cool that they're just hanging out at a concert.
That seems like a weird reason to miss the show, but...
Now, I think it depends who they're seeing, and I bet it's the guy who has the mouse on his head.
You think it's Miley Cyrus?
Hopefully.
He loves those teeth.
What's that?
It's Queen with Adam Lambert.
Queen with Adam Lambert.
Ooh.
Sam's going to call... What is Sam calling in right away? We're having Sam call in. We can't even do 1.5 minutes
so
without...
So there's not even...
Sam. So Sam isn't dead. Sam is fine. He's just hanging out with Joe Rogan.
And he's on
Adam Miley.
The line? Well, let's see what concert he's at, I guess.
All right, here. I'm going to patch in.
Okay.
Sam Tripoli. Sam, give me that butthole Tripoli. Tripoli? Samuel Tripoli?
Yo!
Hey.
Oh,
Sam!
There he is.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sam, LOL.
Where are you? Not yet. Sorry about that.
Sorry about what?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Nashville.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I understand.
I got off stage about half an hour ago. Rogan's killing. Great crowd. Like, insanely good crowd.
And there's a thriving Armenian culture in Nashville, right?
No, there's not a thriving Armenian culture.
I thought I'd read that. I forget.
I don't have to find my people to crush.
Glendale. That's where it is. Glendale. But the shows are good? You just killed tonight?
Yeah, man. Dude, great crowd. Great crowd. Right out the gate, they were just going crazy. So it's a lot of fun, man.
You see any buttholes?
Yeah, man. It's cool, man. This club is gorgeous. It's Zanies. It's a really nice, it's an old school looking club out here. It's fun to play these.
They got a lot of old headshots of comics that you're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, oh, that guy's dead.
That guy died. Oh. I remember that guy. He's dead now.
Hot air ballooning.
So good guy. So, Sam.
Well, I wanted to call in real quick, and then you guys can get back to your super fun time.
I just wanted
to call in and apologize to everybody who bought the live Naughty Show podcast last Tuesday, and apparently we got censored by the powers that be over there. And I'm really sorry about that. So we're going to make it up to you. We're going to do the Naughty Roast of Santa Claus for free in December. And we're going to give it away for free. Again, I'm really sorry about that. If I knew it was happening, I would have put an end to it. But, yeah, I know everybody at home was watching a screen that said censor, which isn't even original. Can you come up with something else than censor?
Yeah, like butthole under here.
Right. Pussy shot. Okay. Anything.
No, but do you know what? I don't even know what exactly was censored. What was so?
Girls walking around with their nipples hanging out.
Oh, that early. Oh shit.
I think that got censored. Obviously, any butthole stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sam, that's the fight that you put on your back when you're trying to change the way that people view the anus.
Dude, everybody needs a cause. And my cause is acceptance of
butthole. There was a time when black people couldn't walk in the street, Sam. And
right?
I don't know if you've been to the street lately. Black people are everywhere. I think everybody thinks that. They're all over.
They're here, too? Oh, my God. They're just everywhere. Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to call in and apologize to everybody. And I'll just let you know it wasn't our fault. And we're going to take care of you on the next one. We're going to give it away for free.
The next one will be the roast of Santa Claus. Will be free to make up for the censored nipples and anuses on the Spooktacular.
And last week, when we were here, so the last two that came out, we had no idea that happened, Illuminati.
Yeah.
So that's why we're mentioning it now for the first time. We came right from the place. We didn't know there was no butthole action.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy, really.
We'll take
it. It really is. Well, all right, guys. I just wanted to call in. I want you guys to have your fun little show without me. And you know,
Sam, I speak for everybody. We miss you. We hope you're well. We hope that there is a lot of butthole in Nashville for you. And, you know, come back here. We need you, okay?
Oh, thank you, dude. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Thank you so much.
Aww. All right, Sam, I love you, okay?
Bye, guys.
Bye, Sam.
Miss you, Bubby. Now, do I just hit one to hang up, or do I need to do anything? Just X?
Hit the X. This is some... we're new
I
with
did
the
it.
Phones.
I hit the X.
We're new with the phones over here. Sorry.
All right, Illuminati. That's right. It's 9:06 of the P's. Sam Tripoli calling in, apologizing for not being able to see the nipples and buttholes. He's in Nashville. There's not a large Armenian constituent there, but Sam's still crushing with Joe Rogan. They're going to go check out Miley Cyrus later. It's almost 9:07 of the P's. We're going to go to another call now, right, Vicky?
Yeah, well, here's what's going on.
A lot of calls today. Is that because it's drive time?
A lot of calls today. A lot of things happening, basically.
Sure.
So you guys know that I went home to New Jersey a few months ago, and I was talking all about my trip. I was talking about this store that I used to work at that I love, Rockstar Headquarters. And a week or two after I got back home, all of Seaside Heights' boardwalk burned down, or Seaside Park, I should say, which they're attached. If you're from New Jersey, you know.
I'm not, but now so, I feel like I could go there and talk to people comfortably.
You do, yeah, because
yeah,
it's one
be like,
continuous
those are attached.
Thing. Yeah, it's
they'd
pretty.
They'd be like, hey, whereabouts do you live around here? I'd be like, right over there. I know they're together.
Just say Seaside, and that would just cover you.
Yeah.
It would really make it seem like you know what you're talking about.
And believe me, I do. I really do.
We're going to talk to my friend Mark. He owns Rockstar Headquarters, and he has a fire fund going on right now, so we want to get the word out about that. But this guy's a fucking character, so can we patch him in?
Do I do this other one now? This is line 12?
I think it's an
line 12. Mark, line 12. Are you
Hi,
listening?
How you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Vicky.
You're on Playboy Radio.
Hi, Mark.
How
my
are
name
you?
Is, my name is Gareth. It's
All
nice
right.
to meet you, Mark.
What's your name?
It's Gareth. It's Welsh. It's G-A-R-E-T-H. It's a Welsh name. I was raised by English people in Wisconsin.
Hi, Garrett.
Hi.
Didn't hear that H, but that's okay.
That's all right. It's a silent H.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing all right.
You're holding up okay?
Yeah,
so
holding up.
Why don't you tell the Illuminati, that's our listeners here at The Naughty Show, why don't you tell the Illuminati a little bit about this past year for you, starting with Hurricane Sandy? Let's hear the abridged version.
It's been a pretty rough year. Last year, right around this time, a year ago, Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey shore, and we were asked to evacuate. Little did I know, evacuating meant not being home for about 4 months. I had a few cats that I had to leave at home, and they got rescued and very well taken care of. But, you know, I was in a FEMA hotel for a few months, and my only income was working a flea market, which when you own a store that makes a lot of money or a good amount of money, working a flea market is like the pits. So we finally got our store back open in April, and we got back into the house around April also. And the store did not do that great this summer because everybody's afraid to come to the Jersey Shore.
It was a lot of things weren't as open as they typically were.
Well, things were open, but people didn't want to come and take the chance that they wouldn't be open. You
right,
know, why,
right.
Why come to Seaside if you... You know, you can go to Ocean City, Maryland, and you know, or Wildwood, even for that matter.
Fuck Ocean City, Maryland, Mark.
Well, that's what we said.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all I got. And now, do you have the cats back, Mark?
Well, the stress from the hurricane. Three of my cats died within 3 months of each other.
Thanks for bringing that up. Glad
I,
great.
Glad I asked that.
Yeah,
question.
that was really rough. You know, I really love my cats, and I was so glad I had all four of my cats back in the house in April, and one by one, each month, another one died, you know. One got cancer, and another one...
Oh, my God.
Listen, Mark, I don't want to take us down the rabbit hole, but that is a shame and horrible, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, so, surely things couldn't get any worse.
Surely.
Surely they could.
Surely.
Besides a hurricane, my pet's dying, and a weak summer on the boardwalk, I got hit with a fire. fire started on the south end of the boardwalk. And it's really funny because I'm in my store. I'm like working on my website orders. And I start, I go out back for a little cigarette and I see a little smoke rising out of the horizon. And we're talking about 2-3 blocks down the boardwalk. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, that doesn't seem like much. And I run in the back. I say, hey, Linda, who's one of my neighbors, what do you think of that? She goes, looks like Tim working at Cupper's burned some French fries. So I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look like much. So I go back in my store, and all of a sudden I start smelling smoke. I start smelling it. And I walk out back, and now the little bit of smoke is a lot of smoke. And it's coming down the boardwalk. It's filling our stores. And I barely had time to get out of the store. I left all the cash in the cash register. It literally in 30 seconds to a minute, I was choking. I was struggling to pull down my doors and lock everything up. And I'm not even thinking that the fire is even going to hit me. I'm just, three blocks away.
Yeah, what everyone has to understand, what this store is this is rock and roll t-shirts. This is like a Hot Topic if Hot Topic was actually, instead of a corporate entity, if it was like a dude owns a cool store. There's pipes and water pipes just clearly for tobacco use. This is New Jersey's boardwalk. So everything's only for tobacco use.
That's right.
People, let's get that straight.
Unless you have weed. Exactly.
Right. Well, no comment from Mark on that.
Oh, sorry.
Just strictly tobacco.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
You're pretty much thinking smoke damage,
I'm thinking smoke damage. Get the doors down so nothing gets destroyed. But then I went down to consult my friend Tim, whose store was definitely being burnt up. And I'm just down there for like an hour, not thinking about it. So I walk back to my own store, and all of a sudden I see all my stores in fire. It was like engulfed in fire. Basically, it burned to the ground. There was nothing left. And there was no way to salvage anything. So we just sat there and watched our store burn. So with the hurricane and my pets and the fire and... Thank God I had my little flea market spot. I can make my $250 a weekend.
At Collingwood Auction.
At Collingwood Auction, right.
I love that place.
It's pretty dope.
I've never been there. But the point...
So, most of New Jersey's never been there.
Right. So what, Mark, what can people do, Mark? The Illuminati's out here.
How can the Illuminati help? Yeah, that's what we want
to
know.
You want us to put on a laugh star where nobody can see the tits?
I love my niece. She set up a fire fund for me, a fund to try and get me restocked for my store. It's at Indiegogo.com. If you just type in Rockstar Fire Fund, you can contribute to my... getting me my rock and roll store back. It's one of the things, when I was younger, I always loved rock and roll. I've been to over 1,000, maybe 2,000 concerts. I lost count, but I was always a rock and roller. And having a rock and roll store where I sold all licensed rock and roll merchandise.
Yeah, everything's completely licensed, which it's so hard when you're a small business to do licensed products. It's not like Target, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's expensive, but it's doing it the right way. That's why everything's like always really quality.
I've been on the board for 26 years. I had a huge following. Everybody would love my store. The funny thing about it is my store's called Rockstar Headquarters. And I'd be out the bars partying. I'd say, I own a store on the boardwalk. And girls would look at me and go, yeah, which one? I'd be the Rockstar Headquarters. What do you sell there? Rock and roll stuff, rock and roll posters, rock and roll patches, stickers, hats. I'm going on and on. No, I don't ever hear that store.
Oh, it's the store with the incense out front.
It's the store, right. We're the store that sells the incense, 10 sticks for a buck.
The incense shop.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that store.
And then, Mark, and then what would happen with those girls? So they'd get all hot and bothered. You have that store. Then what would happen?
Well, I don't know if they got hot and bothered, but...
Yeah, it sounds like they did, Mark.
They love that incense.
Sounds like you got them all riled up.
Well, back in the day, it was fun.
Yeah?
I'm a little too old now, 55.
You're so
but...
downplaying what a maniac you are. It's hilarious. If we were off record right now, he'd be telling crazy stories.
Oh, we're off
banging
record.
Banging all this. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of crazy stories. I've had a lot of stars work in my store. One time, the Bon Jovi band came in my store, and I didn't recognize them. They're just these guys in swimsuits and wet hair just came off the beach. And at the time, I was selling... quote-unquote, import CDs and live videotapes. And they say, let us see that Bon Jovi tape. So I plug it in. I'm watching. They start air guitaring and pounding on my counter, and I look at the tape. I look at them. I look, oh, there's you guys. And they're, like, laughing. We all had a good time after that. But there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff happens on the seaside boardwalks, and I had a great life partying there. I've had my share of going out and dancing and having fun, seeing a lot of great live bands.
Well, God damn it, Mark! Let's get it back for you.
Let's get it back.
So the fire fund is at Indiegogo, and you just say Rockstar Fire, right?
Or Rockstar Fire Fund, right?
Rockstar Fire Fund, Seaside Fire Fund. The website is rockstarhq.com, and the Twitter is at rockstarhq. So we're going to post links up to the Indiegogo on our site. And, Mark, thank you so much. We're going to have you, once things get a little better, we'll have you call in and tell some real fucking crazy stories, because I know you're full of them.
Yeah, we'll avoid the cat stuff.
Yes, please.
Well, I got one healthy cat that I'm happy with, so.
Oh, well, we love you, Mark. Mark, who was, just real quick before you go, who was your best employee of all time?
It must have been you, Vicky.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Quick, cut him off before he changes his mind. Bye, right. Mark.
Bye, Mark. Let me find the X on the phone. I found it, Mark. Bye. That's terrible.
Oh, I love him so much. He's a trooper.
Everybody's probably, I can tell, I look in the booth, everybody seems to be really uplifted. Everybody's happy I asked that question about the cats. Because I don't know if you guys heard all these cats
Why would you bring
died.
Up the cat, and especially in front of our guest,
Thanks.
Who's such a cat lover.
Yeah. No, it's good. Anyway, our guests.
Let's get to that.
Our guests are the best Instagram available in Los Angeles. Runner of the Death Squad Network, Death Squad Podcast, Brian Redban.
Hi.
Woo!
Seems very excited.
How are you guys doing?
We're really good. You don't seem affected at all.
Well, it's when you said like the best Instagrammer in Los Angeles. I don't know if you heard today.
Oh.
But they decided to change that.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you talking
about?
They
took the best Instagrammer away from me today.
Why?
What?
What the fuck?
Because they found out what I did to those cats.
What did you do to those cats?
Not Mark's cats.
Mark's fucking cats.
How dare you?
They died of feline AIDS, to be clear.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I gave them all AIDS. Yeah. Sorry.
That's tough to hear. And then sitting next to Brian Redban is the superstar, Missy Martinez, who was at the Spooktacular, what was that, a week ago?
Yeah, and actually one of the people that got censored, as Sam called up about.
Yeah,
and we are so sorry about that. We had no idea. Oh, God.
Was it because of the cats?
Yes, because of the cats. And I have a very controversial colon.
That's true, right?
It's been blogged about for years.
That's right. Why is that? What makes your colon so controversial? What do people not want to see that's in there?
You know what? It's because it's black.
That's right. Yeah. It's racist. It's,
in this day and age, it's 2013, people.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Right? That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, get off your high horses.
I love black assholes. I think if I had to choose one, I'd rather have a black one. Because, I don't know, it's usually a better color. You know, like Vicky's ass, you could tell. You look at her asshole, I bet she's got a bright pink one.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Completely black.
Told you guys.
Actually, she's crowning, I think.
Are black assholes slimming to fat cocks?
They're very in this fall. Black assholes are really in this fall.
Very,
I know that.
They are. Yeah.
It's like wearing a good scarf. You know?
Kiss my butt.
Whoa. What was...
Wait, is the collar back on?
That has
He's
to be.
Mad.
Other people heard that too, right?
Yeah. Okay.
That was not me.
I just want to make sure I'm not having a stroke. Brian, you're a cat lover?
No,
you don't.
I used to be a big time cat lover.
What happened?
Like, I mean, hardcore. I mean, you know, I made the Death Squad kitty cat.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Which is
Missy's
wearing
it.
One right now, and you know, but then I had a cat that decided to, you know, fight with another cat and pee all over my house, and that whole process of having to throw away everything, tear up carpet, and smell pee. Ugh. Like, have people come over on your couch, and you just got a new couch, and you know if they sit down, the smell of pee will come out of the cushions, and so you have to put tons of blankets on it. But then, you know, like, you start messing around, and the blanket starts to move, and next thing you know, you all smell like cat pee.
Then the party gets started.
It's like, yeah, it's torture. And now, when I see a cat, I'll fucking slap that cat. Like, if I saw three cats in a row,
slap them?
Like, you know, like the Three Stooges.
Those poor cats just died. Also, did we just get sound effects? Is that what has just happened? And nobody's giving the heads up?
Did you not mention the sound effects, Sapphire, because you thought maybe Gareth would be threatened by them?
Yeah, what the fuck? We all know we don't need that. We have it right here.
You did an excellent dog vomiting.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Then use them!
I will when they're appropriate. When they fit to the fucking show.
Oh my god.
Sorry. I'm still fired up about those goddamn cats.
Don't worry, I'll take care of the bodies.
Is that a sound effect coming? Or, no, I thought there was a sound effect coming.
Oh, here we go.
Actually, the last time you were here, we had a pretty good sound effects competition.
Yeah, which was completely fake because you are a star of the show, and I've heard on Twitter and Facebook that I completely won. Missy was listening.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Missy was
listening. I don't know who you're talking to about it.
Oh, yeah? Just the world. Michael Winslow called me up the other day.
Yeah, he called me up too. Called me up too.
And he was just like, you know what? You won that fair and square, and I'm going to go over there and take care of business.
Ryan, that wasn't Winslow. That was fucking me.
Oh.
That's how good I am.
Okay, now that makes sense because I was at a bar and I was like, dude, yeah, he called me and he sounded like he had like this lisp and he sounded really gay. I never knew Michael Winslow was gay.
No,
and then
not,
it
not
makes
that.
Sense
no,
you
not
doing
that
Michael
one.
Winslow.
No, the one before.
Because your lisp, you can't hide the lisp.
No, there was a one earlier. There was one before that. Not that. That one was actually him. It was the one before. He's very gay. Flaming gay.
All the gay.
All the gay.
Just all the gay.
Yeah.
So you showed your butthole at a club where John Lovitz always shows his butthole on stage. And you got in trouble.
She showed her breasts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that was fine.
That was okay.
I think that was great.
It's good for the kids.
But then we decided
to
serve the main course. And yeah, it got censored.
If she wanted to show her butthole and breast right here, it would be fine. Like if she wanted to put it on Vicky's face.
Well, when we were recording video here, they didn't want to show nudity here.
Right.
So when we were at the club and Emily Elise that had the show, the lingerie show, asked, can we show nudity? I asked Laughster and they were like, sure. So to me, that was like, oh,
yeah,
no problem.
My butthole is fully clothed.
Yeah, like bring up the buttholes. Let's do
that.
I'm never thinking like, oh, we're in a club.
But
Tormento Boban.
That's what the.
I do feel like I had a little. I felt like I did have an Xbox Life achievement, like broop, show Steel Panther your butthole.
Yeah. And now does it feel now there's an asterisk next to it because
a little bit because
it happened
but
we were there.
What? You can't unring that bell.
That's very true.
You can't unring that butthole bell.
And from what I understand, Steel Panther still holds on to it. Sarah loves that. These sound effects are crazy, right? And there's one now of piss.
Is this piss
masturbation?
Oh.
No.
There you go. That's, okay. Undisputed.
So we have. What about chickens? What about a blimp? We're close. Anyway, right, the point is, we're getting there. We're getting there very closely.
It's a work in progress.
Very closely. Missy, now you just did a movie with Sam Tripoli, right? From The Naughty Show.
I did.
Did you? And it was...
Any interesting scenes?
I had a love-making scene.
Are you serious?
With who?
With Sam Tripoli. The Armenian lesbian.
The Armesbian?
Yeah, the Armesbian. Live
That's
nude
Sam.
Girls.
Live nude girls.
Yeah, it's an 80s comedy that takes place in a strip club. And I play a classy stripper named Bianca.
Sure.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, like, I believe they are.
I'm educated. I play the cello.
Sure. Heart of gold.
But I somehow have sex with Sam.
Yeah, what?
Written, directed, and casted by Sam Tripoli.
And actually, not even filmed.
There
from what I understand, there was no cameras. Yeah.
There was no cameras.
Which I think is important to a shoot. A lot of times, Sam will get girls into these shoots, and there's not video there. And that's a big red flag.
He gave me wine coolers. He gave me a massage.
I
felt he wanted me to be really relaxed.
Was this in a van, or this was on set?
No, he actually rented a location.
Did he also give you 2 inches?
So we had a scene where we're making love in the DJ booth. So I'm making all these, I'm at legs behind my head, up over the top. And he had on the 80s sunglasses where it looks like a visor.
Sure.
Oh, it was. So and then he kept apologizing that he wasn't hard.
So it was really like having sex with Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in his underwear. We were fully clothed, basically, from the waist down. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get hard. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why?
That seems crazy.
Gross.
Why? Would you ever try to get hard in a situation like that? Like, that's exactly when you don't want to.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, so you actually really fucked Sam?
Well, Sam was trying to fuck.
We faux fucked.
It was a faux fuck. What is Sam like as a hypothetical lover? Gentle? Armenian?
No, he was very hairy.
Yeah. The character
just,
was hairy.
And when he came, he talked about the gold iPhone. but he kept saying, "Oh yeah, I'm crushing uterus. I'm crushing uterus." That's a line he says.
And he said that a lot, right? He wanted to make sure they got it.
He said it a lot.
Yeah, he had to be careful.
Yeah.
And he never got hard at any point during
never
that.
Never got hard at any point. He may not have genitalia.
I think that would explain a lot about the butthole fetish.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Makes sense.
Because
he's like, we all got those, right? Everyone's got those.
You know, I think he's overcompensating. I don't think he has a rectum.
Oh.
If you talk about it all the time, you don't have one.
That's true.
Just blew the
really
off
killing
this
it with there. The sound effects. Did you take an edible? What's going on? You're fucking giggling so much. Well, that's good. And what was Sam? Was Sam great? Like to the crew? Like, did you see him thanking the crew a lot? Saying like, "Thanks for your hard work."
He kept asking where the blow was.
Right.
Like, a lot.
Okay, that's a red flag.
A
he's supposed to be clean.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that he's clean.
Andy Dick was on set, so no.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh. That's a huge.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm sure Sam's a great actor. And do you want to do more mainstream stuff? Is that something you're going after?
Yeah, I really like that. That's my third mainstream movie this year. I did two other B-rate slasher Netflix films.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
I was murdered in the shower by a zombie Nazi. He chopped off my tit. So we had a prosthetic titty, and you see it plop on the shower. Hold it and slide down the wall.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
What happened to the other one? Anything? So bad that I think it's, you know, we'll give it one of those zany horns.
I'm nude in it, if that helps.
I would hope that is the case.
I want to be authentic.
I guess that's sad news that you're nude in that.
Yeah, I want to be authentic to the shower.
And what was the other film?
Vampire Sorority.
Okay. And
Sorority Vampire, excuse me.
Well, yeah, because there's already a Vampire Sorority.
I have to write this down so I can watch.
Yeah, they're going to be on Netflix, so.
Oh, that's going
to
be awesome.
How hard is it for you to break into mainstream stuff? Do you come up against a lot of, like, resistance for something like that? Or do you find people are accepting?
Not really, because they know I'm okay with nudity.
Right.
I'm at least okay with it.
Yes.
Right.
You proved that at John Lovitz Club.
Thank you. Yes. Anything for John Lovitz.
I think.
All right, then. That's the ticket. Almost get over here and look at my butthole.
John, no, John, sit down. Jesus.
I have nipples of a man.
John, no.
Twice my age.
John! Well, he's obviously killing.
I haven't actually received a lot of resistance. It's usually friend of a friend, like, hey, do you know a hot girl who will get chopped up?
Right.
And I always raise my hand.
And then that's just, that's the audition process.
Yeah. The good thing about porn is you get the script the day of, so you know how to memorize really, really quickly and how to ad lib.
How much do you have to stay on script? In a porno,
it
seems like you just, it's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, right.
We know the heart of what we're trying
to
say here. Yeah, like that thing's fucking broken. You know, we're going to probably fuck.
He's a pizza
guy. Yeah, he's got a pizza.
And you want sausage.
Exactly. And you don't have money to pay for it. Yeah, exactly.
And try not to cry during it.
So then is that like something like if, let's say you're doing a scene with someone in a porno and then they like say a different line and you're like, Jesus, you fucking amateur, let's go.
Yeah, I pull a Christian Bale.
Yeah, you freak out.
It's fucking distracting.
Keep moving while I'm trying to fuck.
Some of them, they want no word for word, and they don't edit, so that you have to get a perfect take. And these are people that can barely read. I'm not even gonna
I was
lie.
Holding it together until that.
Yeah, but for the most part, they're pretty professional, and just as long as you get the gist, I'm a horny housewife. Look at this black guy.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Right, right.
There's always a black guy.
There he is now, actually. He just walked in, and he rolled out. He seemed good. I think he just... The Playboy alarms that a black man's here went off. So that's good. That's good. We're running a really tight racist ship here. Brian.
The Amistad.
Would you ever do a porno, Brian?
Yes.
You would?
What? That you didn't even think about it.
No, for the right price? Or just like you would do it?
No. I would... It depends who. It depends how much time I have to lose 30 pounds. If I can pick the scene I want, like I want to be able to like be.
What is the scene? Your dream scene?
Like I'm sitting there and she walks in. Missy Martinez walks in.
Okay.
And she starts going to town and accidentally flush the toilet. And
she eats a Blumpkin? Can it be a Blumpkin, please?
It sounds like it's pretty plot heavy.
Right. She's giving me a Blumpkin and plot I accidentally heavy. Flush the toilet. And
you have diarrhea, obviously.
Right. And then, out of nowhere,
Someone's there.
My dad.
Sam Tripoli walks in.
Hey, what's up? Oh, yeah, nice butthole, Brian.
Hey, thanks, man. And then he pulls down his pants, and it's like...
Hey. Oh, who did that?
Can he self-fellatiate himself? Can he fellatiate himself?
Yeah, mm, yeah, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. He sticks a couple of fingers in it.
In his dick hole?
Well,
let's go that way.
It's okay. Very loose.
Let's take, oh.
This is your ideal situation?
No, I'm just playing with my soundboard here, guys.
I think it's just what he has in the sound effects on his phone. Yeah, once it started off with a toilet flushing, I was like, I don't think plot's important.
This went a real different direction than I would have anticipated.
That's right.
But would you really do one?
You know...
I'm sure you've been asked in a way,
no one wants to see that, for one. But
content.
Right. Yeah. But I think me and Missy talked. She was on a recent episode of Dysentery, and we were talking about how, you know, you could pretty much, you know, do a couple things here and there and just pretty much like put a Craigslist ad for a $300 porn and it would be completely legal.
Yeah.
You can film it and you can do whatever and just never release it.
Yeah.
So like there's no like college of porn.
It's basically Bowfinger.
Yeah, you pretty much just have to follow some rules, like, you know, get tested, have, you know, proof that she's a certain age, you know, just some paperwork pretty much.
Right.
And so in that regards, I want to do one right now. But
in the regards that you just want to have girls over from Craigslist to fuck.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe not Craigslist.
No. Angie's List. Let's step
Angie's
it up.
List.
We want to get some professionals.
Get some references.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just go through like the newer girls. You know, like there's this new Spiegler girl I'm in love with right now.
New Spiegler girl?
Yeah. That new Asian girl. I don't know if you know her.
Something Lee?
Yeah. It's like, I can't even pronounce it. It's like Ang Ho Lee or something.
No, it's Ang Lee. I heard his career took a dive.
Oh, yeah. He likes a lot of gay butt sex.
Yeah.
Butt sex.
Yeah, it's really weird like that.
Award winning.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Alina Lee. A-L-I-N-A Lee.
She should have gone full Asian and Chun-Li.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. Because that first name's too hard to say. But anyways, like, if you look at her tweets, Twitter right now, she's got 15,000 followers.
Oh, that's cute.
It took me, 10 minutes today to get her to follow me by just doing some tweets back and forth about Olive Garden. And
you
now,
love
how does that work?
Because you authentically love Olive Garden more than most people, right?
Not really, but it's cute to say to somebody that only has.
Don't you go there? I thought you went there.
Nah.
Olive Garden is where Mexicans go to feel fancy.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Seriously, it's packed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Missy and all her brothers and sisters are sitting
all there.
No, I was raised white, man.
You said these were never ending, sir. You said these were never ending breadsticks.
You've been here for 48 hours.
That doesn't matter. That's not ending, is it?
It's all you can eat, not all you do eat.
Just give me more breadsticks.
But this girl just like signed on to like a real like manager, like a Spiegler, one of the biggest.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But if I would have caught her when she, you know, was like 2 months ago, you know, new girl, fresh out off the boat.
You could have been her pimp.
I could have been like I could have hired her. Easily for like $500 just to do a porn movie
with you.
Me give you $20.
You're right. Right, exactly. That was so racist.
I don't know.
But seriously, like that's why, like, when you look at some of these porn movies, like, not the good ones, but like some of the bad ones, it's just like, it really is just like, hey, the pizza's here and stuff like that, because it doesn't matter. The guy that made that movie was probably thinking like, do I even want to release this?
Do I even really want a pizza? Yeah. I think I just want to fuck her.
He's the talent. He didn't require testing.
Right. And another thing is, it's like that goes twice as much as photographers. There are so many amateur photographers that just have a nice camera that are like, hey, I'm looking for shoots, for contents, you know, like, hey, I'll give you $200 for full nude for like, what, 2 or 3 hours. You're sitting there putting things in your butthole and stuff, and he's just some creepy guy in his bedroom taking photos of you.
You're on a Japanese subway.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So
it's fucking crazy.
And you can do that. Like, there's no photography license. Like,
no.
You need the warranty that comes with the camera.
Well, the thing is, humans have judgment. That's the problem.
Right.
That there's supposed to be that judgment. But
if you have judgment, you're not in porn.
No.
Like, I just think that now.
How did you get into porn? Like, how did that start?
You seem to have judgment. For sure. You seem really,
I like money.
Yeah.
I like money, and I don't do drugs a lot.
I like the dot, dot, dot a lot.
A lot. So I went to a porn convention a couple years ago when it was Erotica LA. That's how long ago it was. And everyone came up wanting to take pictures with me because I had a little dress on and giant tits.
But you hadn't done anything yet.
Hadn't done anything, no.
Right.
You were just there hanging out?
I was just there because I watched porn, with my guy.
Right.
And stuff. I'm like, yeah, Tara Patrick, yeah. She's still my idol lover. I call her Mama Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there.
That was not a sound effect. That was Brian's authentic thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
And so I looked into it. I'm like, okay, I can potentially do this, and I'll just start having sex with girls because I love girls. I'm as bi as the day is long.
Right.
I'm greedy.
The day is long, too.
The day is long.
Yeah.
Daylight savings and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started doing that. I've been in porn a year, won my first AVN for best all-girl sex scene for Digital Playground.
Right away.
Wow.
Yeah, so that validated my vagina skills.
Okay.
And then I moved over to
your vagina skills. You have a hole, and things can go in it.
Yeah.
There's more to it than that. Not
there's
much,
skills.
But there's more. Right. Yeah, there's a skill.
My shame place.
Yeah.
My shame area.
Yeah.
And then I started doing boy-girl, and it's just like my dad taught me. So, yeah.
Yeah,
he really prepared me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's why you got to, that's what I always say. If you got a son, you got to go play catch with him. And you got a daughter, you got to bang her.
Yeah.
You have to do it. I've said that forever.
Daddy knows best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what he would tell me as I cried.
Yeah, yeah. Which, what he would shout at you.
Yeah. Daddy knows best.
Okay. It's like my dad used to shout. Daddy knows best.
Then he'd hit my mom.
So how long were you in porn before you were like, I want to go a little more mainstream?
A little more mainstream. That's actually pretty recent.
Yeah.
Pretty recent. It started happening this year. This year, so 2013. So this is my fourth year in the industry. I'm not dead yet.
Nope.
So I think
I'll affirm that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just dead inside.
Well, that's a
everyone here is. Okay.
This is Burbank. Everyone's dead inside.
Okay. Ew.
Hey.
Is that what?
I love Burbank.
Yeah, remember when you used to record your podcast out of your fucking crazy apartment?
And I haven't been in that room since. A true story.
I believe it.
It's actually, I have blocked it off from the rest of my
house.
There's
just so much shit in there now that you're like,
boxes.
I can't even deal with it.
Nah, it's a lot of crap in there, like boxes and stuff that I need to go through. Yeah. And then I was going to go through it.
It's a matter of time till Hoarders is like, hey, Brian.
No. If you go into that room and film an episode just in that one room, yes, it would be exactly like an episode of Hoarders, including like I think the cat has found a way in there just to puke. Because I hear it puke, and I go,
that's the best. And I can't, find, like, the 9-year-old vomit. And, and there's also 5 dead rabbits. He's like, I don't know how they got behind all those Legos. You fucking psycho.
If you had a guesstimate by volume, how much semen is in that room?
Oh, that room. Well, just on the keyboard alone, because my computer is actually in there. I've been using my laptop for almost two years now. I have not used my regular computer, which is a new computer.
Was a new computer.
It's really weird. And I have a huge, nice TV in there. All my video games are in there. So I can't even get to my old video games. So I have been just buying new games.
This would be the best episode of Hoarders.
Death Squad version.
I can't imagine the fucking weird shit. They'd be like, what the fuck? This is fucked. Oh, God, there's semen in this.
Yeah, and that's another thing, because it was the old studio. And I mean, I took a lot out of there, but there's still a supply of fleshlights that have poop smell in them. Remember, I used to have that. I used to have this juice that was called liquid ass.
Liquid ass.
Guy I know made it. He was a chemist in college, and he made this in college. Just one teeny dot smells like a million golden retriever shits just went in your face. And you're supposed to just put
that's
a drop.
Tag for it,
yeah,
right?
You're supposed to put just a drop in the corner, and it will stink up the whole room. What I would do is I would pour it into a fleshlight. And then go just put it on the chair next to the microphone, doing a podcast. And then people
you totally put your fingers in it.
Oh, yeah. There was somebody, I forget how many people did. I think who did it. Oh, I think Tara Patrick might have done it.
Not Mama Kitty.
But she opened it up and she's like, what is this? I've never seen it. And then she put her finger in it. So then the juice got on her finger, and she's like, what's that smell? And it's just like, I think I got it a million times. If you just Google red band fleshlight, there's a couple of them of me doing it, too. I think Veronica Ricci was one I did it to. A lot of people.
To what purpose was that evil creation?
I'm a kid. I'm a little kid when it comes to, especially little pranks, stuff that,
I remember the first time I met you, I really didn't understand what was going on. I was just sitting there doing the live naughty. I didn't really understand what a fucking podcast was. And the first thing you started talking about was bleaching a cat's asshole. Yeah. And I was just kind of oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you bleach that asshole. And then all of a sudden you're like, here's the video. I was like, the video of what is it? And you're just of me bleaching a cat's asshole. And I was like, I'm sorry, a real thing? Or no, I thought we were doing a little fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is you.
Cat, Can you legally not own a cat?
No. It's all just for fun. It's I just use those like things you put on your teeth and you know.
Chris White strips.
Yeah, and then you know those little cinnamon candies that come in the round thing, like the little round.
Like Red Hots.
Was it? What? Yeah, kind of like an Altoid. I put like the Altoid in there just to open it up, and then use a Q-tip and just like rub the teeth thing around. I mean, there's a video of you just
Bleaching. We're too busy watching people get grossed out by the smell of a shitty fleshlight. On this monitor.
Yeah.
And bleaching your asshole is telling God he made it the wrong color.
Yeah.
But
well,
Cat God, if you're a human, you can talk shit to Cat God.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Nine lives? What the fuck? Figure your shit out.
I have a question for you guys. Like, every time I stay at a hotel, I just was in San Diego, so I had a hotel for a few days. You know, they always have like the nice windows or mirrors and like nice counters, the really long counters. And that's usually when I just like look at my butthole and stuff, you know what? Because you never have that good of lighting and mirrors and things to lay on so that you can look at your butthole.
Yeah.
And so like, you know,
that's
what
they say. Yeah.
You just check it out. And that's what those Q-tips are for. That's why they're like some places always have like this four Q-tips.
So they're so hard to get open.
There's always four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now my butthole is more of like a
the question's exciting.
Red kind of like brown.
Is
it's
it
like
irritated?
No, it's okay. Fine.
Have
it's
you
fine.
Put a Crest White strip on it?
No, but have you ever looked at like the area around your butthole? It's like the skin around it, like a little browner. And is that just from like a tea, you know, just stainage from, you know, 39 years of shitting? Or does it, you
39 years.
I can answer.
Okay,
this
yeah,
for
this
you.
Is interesting.
The more you use the orifice,
right,
the darker it becomes.
Oh, so it becomes like an elbow, kind of like it's.
Yes. So guys who jerk off a lot, they'll have much darker dicks than if they did it.
Get
that explains
out of
my
here.
Black dick.
Yes.
Fucking
except
true.
Except the size.
Yeah, everything but the size. It's Asian in girth, but then
but black
very black.
Color.
Very black.
Yeah, very.
That is
too
so
black.
Weird.
Necrotic. Even.
Yeah, it's disgustingly black, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Veiny.
That's super real because my dick has been getting a darker color in age.
See, I think
and I thought
would
I was just
be,
losing
it,
my
it
mind.
It has a patina?
Yeah, it's really like. I don't know, that Geraldo Rico Suave guy down there, but then, you know, like Alan Thicke up here.
Suave, Suave. Wow, I'm glad you picked the two that the most people would go with.
Yeah. Geraldo? Like Geraldo. A Geraldo color dick and then Alan Thicke.
And then sort of like Dr. Seaver.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a new way to get kids to stop masturbating instead of hairy palms. Just be like, your dick's going to turn weird colors.
No, it's cool
darker. And the funny thing is the Neapolitan dicks. Or it looks like Neapolitan ice cream where it's darker, then it's lighter, then lighter. So it's ombre.
And then it's pink?
It's ombre. It's tie-dyed.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Masturbating with Neapolitan ice cream?
Yes.
I thought
was a rim job.
Isn't that a skin? Are you talking about like the skin condition where, you know, like Michael Jackson has, but it's on your dick? Or are you talking about where they had a huge outbreak and a lot of damage happened so the skin got new?
I think it's just from where there's foreskin and stuff and where the foreskin moves. I don't know, but it's like the layers of the earth, sediment. It's like sedimentary layers, but on your cock.
It's like the earth's crust, and then you get closer, you're in the mantle.
Instead of magma, you have smegma.
Oh, God. Wow. Well done. Well played.
There you
go. That was adorable.
Thank you.
Vicky, what do you think about that?
Jeez, I don't know. So what's the question? Is our assholes darker?
I don't know what the question is.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Yes. I want to throw a question back. All right, so now if what Missy says is true, so are you overusing your asshole?
I think so.
No, I'm thinking what she's saying is the older you get, the darker it's getting because it's being used. So yeah, you're using it more. But my question was, is it's not a stain thing. And
no, it's
she's
not a
it's
stain
more
thing.
Of just a
it's a use.
All right.
It's a use thing.
I'm glad we did that. And I'm glad it's the episode where Sam's not here where we've really gotten medical and clinical on the anus. I think he'd appreciate that.
He'd appreciate
that. Let's talk about Sam, what you guys think Sam Tripoli's asshole is looks like.
I'd rather, I mean, I think it looks like the Glendale Galleria. It's like the Glendale Galleria on Christmas Eve.
The parking garage at the Glendale Galleria.
I think he shaves it. I would think he shaves it.
Because he's so hairy. Well, you would know best because you just partnered up with him for a love scene.
He had tidy whiteys on during it. Tidy whiteys. He had little dad underwear. Like a dad.
And then did he have a shirt on?
Was that wardrobe or was that his decision?
No, that was his decision.
Did he have a shirt on?
He had a shirt on.
Did they ask him to not have one on?
No, I think they preferred it.
he took it off and they're like, could you put it back on?
So was he like really dry humping you though? Like was he trying to like, you know?
My legs were up and he was in between and just like slamming
like
my,
trying,
my
trying to get a boner to really to make, to be a great partner.
He was jostling his junk and I'm like, the fuck?
You mean he was like actually like?
He wasn't stroking it, but he was like moving something over.
He was doing everything but. He was doing like the outside the pants dance.
Like his nuts were shoving each other like a pendulum. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Like a Newton's cradle.
Like perpetual motion in his ball bag.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, can you just imagine watching Sam have sex? I would love to just watch in, you know, like hearing him call like the girl.
Maybe that's the thing.
N-word and
maybe
stuff
that's
like
we Angie's list. We can Angie's list try to get Tripoli in a room and we could just film the weirdest porno ever.
I stayed in a room
we could
with
film
him
it in
and
the
his
old
girlfriend
room in your place.
And
Sam has a girlfriend
in Vegas. Yeah, and I stayed in a room with them and I was terrified to knock. I was terrified. I was like every time I'd open the door and I'd be like, I'm coming in now.
Sam would be like, I'm coming everywhere now.
Finish him.
I was nervous. I was nervous that was going to happen by accident, you know?
Yeah.
He strikes me as a sweater that he would sweat.
I don't think it's going to last that long.
Oh, a sweater. Yeah.
You're acting like he's doing some marathon sex. I mean, isn't he older? He's about the same age as me or something like that, right?
Yeah, if we count the rings around his butthole, it's brown. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like a tree.
Like a tree. Like a tree.
How old are you, Brian?
I'm 26. Hey, no, I'm 39.
Oh my God, you're going to die soon.
I'm not going to die soon.
I'm not going anywhere.
I fucking take care of myself.
Do you worry about getting older? Does that bother you? Or are you kind of just, I kind of am like, whatever.
You know, I've been whatever for most of my life, but just until recently when I just started becoming more, like hanging more out at the comedy clubs and stuff and really just being a piece of shit. Now I'm starting to be like, now I see where you can just overdose and they find you in a hotel somewhere with a bottle of Jack and a dead hooker. Like I can see that. Like I could see at least the path where how easy that is
just
to get to
it.
Just
because it's easy to just like be doing shows, having drinks, having fun, talking
to
people.
When your job is working like 10 minutes at a time a day.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is just getting
waiting
drunk
for those
and partying around.
So you're an honorary porn star.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I mean, that's why I think, you know, as everyone always says, porn stars and comedians are like the same people pretty much, you know. It's very, very true. I mean, we are very lucky to have one of the best jobs ever. You get fucked, though. That's way better.
Yeah, one way or the other.
You get fucked on stage a lot of times, I find, too. Yeah.
You don't look old, though.
Huh?
You don't look old.
Thank you. Come on my face every day.
There we go. Yeah, I think you guys are ready to make that porno.
Yeah.
Like the time is now. That was interesting. No idea what that one was.
Does the dick get, because it's a muscle, the more you masturbate, does it,
Brian,
it get bigger?
I believe you have a question.
Can it get bigger? Does it get bigger? Like
what?
The more you use it? Like,
no.
Does it?
No, right. That's the size that it is.
Because my dick also seems like it's been getting bigger the older I've been getting.
Is it?
Maybe you're just succeeding more in your professional career.
Is it?
Anyway, it might just be my.
I don't know.
I might just be crazy.
Maybe your vision's shrinking.
I mean, I'll show you pictures sometime later. Like before.
That's
like
okay. Instagram it.
I'll do a split.
Good.
Split screen. Or whatever.
Before after.
Have you been losing weight? Does it just seem bigger?
No, I mean, I just think it just seems more thicker and meatier lately.
What I'd love to do, Brian, is I'd love to get a picture of your dick when you thought it was a little bit smaller and then the new dick and then have you naked run through the picture of the older, smaller dick and kind of burst out like a weight loss segment where you're like, my dick gained 9 pounds.
I think it really has, though, and I think I would love to know if there's any science behind getting old and getting your dick bigger, because, like, think about it. Dad dick is going to be way bigger than your dick forever, right?
Forever, because you were like this size, like, Jesus Christ, it's my arm!
That's the bar I hold all my lovers to, is my dad's dick.
Right.
That's what I hold it to.
Don't tell them that.
Your dick's getting bigger, your asshole's getting darker.
I think it's not getting longer, it's just getting meatier.
Is it fat? Do you have a fat dick?
I don't know.
Overweight?
Does dicks have like? Maybe it's getting fat.
Dicks don't get fat.
All right. Why not?
There's no lipids there.
I could watch you guys figure this out all day. Do dicks get fatter? Yeah, dicks get fatter. If your dick gets depressed, it'll probably eat late at night things it shouldn't.
Isn't it cool also when sometimes when you're really hard and you can like move your skin around on your dick and it looks like the circulatory system or whatever it's called?
Circulatory?
Your dick looks like Slim Goodbody. You're like, look, nature in motion. I can see it digesting its meal.
Right.
Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
Just pulling it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're really solving a lot of great things about the front and the back. Ribbon, you have a new desk squad show about improv?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What
I
is
think
that
we're
about?
Doing it this week. This Friday. Well, I do a show every Friday at the Ice House, and most of the time it's just a stand-up comedy show that we do.
It's like a green room before the show.
Yeah,
sort
the
of
podcast
thing.
Part yeah. of it, we're in another room, and we're all waiting to go on stage, so we podcast the whole entire thing. It's called the Ice House Chronicles. But what I've been trying to do lately is kind of spice it up a little. So now every other week we do something. It's a new improv show, and it's recorded live while we're on stage.
Oh, nice.
And what we do is we go on stage. There's usually about 7 to 10 comics, and then people from the audience yell out ideas, and then on the spot we just try to have to do stand-up comedy about
That's
it.
That's fucking great.
And it's cool because, you know, we usually go through, you usually get about, I don't know, I think we do like 5 to 7 minutes each because it's really hard
just
to do.
Just on
you know?
One topic?
No.
You get a couple. When you like, run out of steam, you're like, give me another one.
Yeah. And what's cool is because I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while that we had some kind of stand-up comedy element in it. But like myself, I don't want to throw my material away
on
some fucking Ustream. So what we've been doing is this is a perfect way to like comics don't give a shit. If you just say Butterfinger and then you're like, Butterfinger. I like Butterfinger because, you know, like, but that stuff, who cares if that gets thrown on? Because everyone knows the rules. So, you know, it's who cares if it
well,
gets
the
broadcasted.
Crowd knows, too, that you're like making it up.
Right.
So that's kind of like they're with you a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hosted by a good friend of mine, Jeremiah Watkins. And we just had our first episode recently. We're having our second episode this week. But, yeah, it's fun because I noticed from doing all these podcasts, because I've been doing all these.
How many
ones,
podcast do you do?
I don't even remember anymore.
I mean, crazy.
Missy wants to do one with me right now, and it's like, you know, I'm trying to think of a good angle, because that's the problem is everybody has a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
And so many people coming up to me like, hey Brian, I want to do a podcast. Hey, I want to do this. And I'm like, what do you want to do about?
I love hearing that.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you want to do about? You know, just talk and, you know,
I don't
talk
know.
About stuff.
You tell me and then I'll do it with you.
And I'm like, yeah, right. Exactly. Go on iTunes. Do you know there's over, I think the last time it was 2 million podcasts, wow. I think. And, you know, if you're in the top 100, that would be like having like one of the top shows on NBC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to. Well, if there's that many, you must feel great about that because your network certainly
right.
is up there.
Yeah. But what the problem is that when you want to introduce a new show, like I'm constantly looking for new shows, new ideas. It's really hard to break something out that's new and fresh. Like, luckily, we have Kill Tony, which is like this whole new show also, which is, you know, like American Idol for open mic comics. Right. And so the hardest part now is trying to think of something new and trying to think of something that instead of just, you know, a couple people talking around, where it's something actually like, wow, that's unique. You know, that's
at least something
different.
That like people hear and they're like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
like, there's a
just,
premise
like,
to
bad.
Explain, you know.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, it's we were at the LA Pod Fest this year, and, you know, that's a lot of these young kids that, you know, are starting off the podcast. I had a lot of people come up to me and ask me things like, you know, like, what would you recommend? And I'm like, don't try to get the best podcast. Don't try to get the top 100. It's like, where do you live? He's like, you know, Philadelphia. You need to have the best podcast in Philadelphia.
Right.
It's a great
All
idea.
About Philadelphia, yeah. whatever you want to do, whatever. But start at that level. And then you blow the shit up of that. Next thing you know, you can take it to the next level. You know, the whole best podcast in Pennsylvania. You know, and if you start getting crazy numbers, you know, you can go up, go from there. And I just, you know, this podcast is just... It's so much now for me. Like that's all I think about.
Yeah,
and it's just
full time, right?
Full time.
That and stand up is full fucking time.
Yeah, those two things. Yeah. And massage parlors three.
Yeah,
you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
yeah, you really are. Look at you.
Yeah, so if you have any good ideas for me and Missy to do a new podcast, like I was thinking,
you guys
the porn
should do
podcast,
one about Philadelphia,
where the whole time you do a podcast while you're inside the other person.
That's really...
I don't know how long I can be inside you.
No, wouldn't that be weird? It's like, my guest today is Missy Martinez, and you sit down like Spider-Man legged on
Jesus.
Me, and I just, you know, put it inside, and we both sit there like face-to-face, like, oh, so how are you doing? You're not allowed to move. It's like old high school rules where, like, I'm just going to put it in you, the tip in, and I'm not going to move. You know, like, I have a whole podcast where you're doing that while you're inside the other person.
Think,
you're just staring face-to-face with each other.
I think...
That's intimate.
I think you've got it. You've got the next best.
Yeah, but those are the kind of ideas you have to do for a new podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's groundbreaking.
Well, not exactly
right?
those, but...
Not exactly those, but you know what I'm talking about.
Inside the actress.
Jumping right. off
yeah.
yeah, not even studio. Inside the actress. All right, wait, let's plug
it. Fatality.
Missy, do you have any things you'd like to plug? Your Twitter and stuff like that?
Yeah, my Twitter is @MissyXMartinez. I make fun of celebrities and post my butthole. And I'm feature dancing at La Perla in Van Nuys Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, La Perla. Brian, will you be there at La Perla or no?
No.
No.
I'll be looking through the window, though.
Like an orphan looking at real food. What do you want to plug?
Well, of course, Red Ban on Twitter, R-E-D-B-A-N. And I'll be at the Irvine Improv with Death Squad next week, the 12th of November. And then the 19th, I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco. And then in December, I'll be at the San Jose Improv. And just, I'm getting, what's cool is finally getting to that point where, like, I'm just doing comedy.
Yeah.
Now, I love it. Just getting out of this
pretty
fucking
great
city. And
yeah. It's good, right? Isn't it good when you get to go in front of, like, audiences that just love, like, I'm sure it must be fucking insane.
Well, you guys know. You know the Death Squad love and all that
it's
shit.
Awesome.
It's amazing. It's the
amazing
best fans in the world.
Vicky Pez of Vicky and the Peas. Want to talk about Mark real quick? Reinforce that.
Well,
Jersey Shore, all his cats died.
November 20th, All Things Comedy is having another show at Largo with Bill Burr, Will Anderson, Tom Segura, Ryan Sickler, Crab Feast, now on All Things Comedy, hosted by our friend Dave Anthony. So if you're in LA, come out for that. And yes, please follow at RockstarHQ.
And also listen to the podcast, like the Naughty Show. What do we say?
If it wasn't for you guys,
we'd just be us talking or some shit like that. All right, guys, thanks so much. We changed some lives. Your dick gets bigger as you get older, and your butthole gets browner because you're using it. Thanks, everybody.